USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the coronavirus in the United States from the White House. President Trump says,
hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
Correspondent Robin Walensky has more.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. That's a very, very positive development.
Shining a light on healthcare heroes fighting the pandemic. Landmarks across the nation will take part in a Lighted Blue event tonight. One way to show gratitude for essential workers dedicated to fighting coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
There's a legal battle in Kansas pitting the Democratic governor against a GOP-dominated panel of legislative leaders. Governor Laura Kelly filing a lawsuit after that panel overturned her executive order restricting the number of people who can attend religious and funeral services during the coronavirus outbreak.
The actions of the Republican legislative leaders jeopardize both the health and safety of Kansans. We do not have time to play political games during a pandemic.
Kelly asking the state Supreme Court to expedite the case. She's hoping to have a ruling by Easter Sunday morning, which is, of course, traditionally the most attended church service of the year. Americans should start seeing stimulus money soon as the government's returning to every taxpayer who earned less than $75,000 at least $1,200, and many with children will see a few hundred more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Amazon says it's now taking additional steps to try to slow the spread of COVID-19 by building its own lab to test workers for the virus. Officials gathering equipment, hoping to start the screening soon. The tech giant has been criticized over its handling of the pandemic with its employees. Some of them saying there's been a shortage of masks and other protective equipment. More than 60 warehouses have confirmed cases. Most Americans now say they'll probably take a pass on attending any sporting events until a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. A Seton Hall sports poll finds 72% of Americans they surveyed said they would stay home until there is a vaccine. That number drops to 61% by people who describe themselves as sports fans. Among all Americans, 12% said they would be open to attending a game so long as social distancing can be maintained. And Netflix has something coming for viewers who just can't get enough of Tiger King. It's an after show called The Tiger King and I. It's set to debut this Sunday. It'll showcase new interviews with some of the people in the show that's gone viral during the coronavirus pandemic especially. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.